go ahead and take their seats, and we'll begin our meeting tonight. This evening's meeting is a little different than a normal general meeting that we go into. We will do that in just a few minutes, but we're here for the first part of our meeting to go into a Board of Canvassers meeting. This is to validate the election results that our reporter will read here in just a moment. And then we will go into our general session of our meeting. I wish to thank everyone for being here, and it's always nice to have a good crowd. And I know a lot of you here are supporting youth council members, and thank you so much for being here. With that being said, I will turn the time over to Jack and Mushroom to New York City election results. We open up.
Municipal general election on November 3rd. Inside your package that you may all now open are the election results. One thing that I did find very interesting to note that our voter turnout for this election was 48.8%, which over the mayoral election last year was over 16% increase. And then from 4 years ago, when we actually did the same district, it increased. It was pretty close to 35% over 4 years ago. And so we did have a tremendous turnout for that. We do have currently 11,573 eligible registered voters in Harriman City. And ballots that were counted were 5,648. By mail, the amount of by mail ballots returned was 5,150, which was just over 44% of the people that did it by mail. We did have 57 ballots not able to be counted. 21 of those were returned unsigned. 21 ballots, the signatures did not match the voter records, and 3 ballots were postmarked too late. Those couldn't be validated. So we'll start with the Harriman Hills Initiative. There was the total voter turnout for that was 48.8%. The amount of votes against the Harriman Hills Initiative was 3,052 votes, which is 54.31%. People that voted for it was 2,568 votes, which is 45.69%. The Harriman City Council in the District 1, there were 599 votes for Jared Henderson, which is 57.76%, and 438 votes for Bethany Zier, which is 42.24%. For District 4, there was 961 votes for Nicole Martin, which is 54.39%, and 806 votes for David Long, which is 45.39%. I'd like to let the council know that canvassing this election is just saying that the election was done and the audit was actually done. Certifying the results does not mean that you have to agree with those results. It's just saying that you accept the process. If you choose not to approve this, it will come back tomorrow. We'll go through and reevaluate everything, and we'll meet again tomorrow for an approval, and if it gets continued every day until it gets approved.
If you like meetings.
So, I do recommend approval. And if you have any questions, I'd be happy to answer.
If I may just provide a motion, I think it's important, particularly those who are here, you understood and saw the confidentiality of high regard in the county does take strong measures to keep the confidentiality of these results. None of the council knew of these results prior to our meeting here tonight. That is facilitated through our city reporter. So I think it's important. important to due process be followed. So, that being said, I will accept the motion to approve resolution number R32-2015, certifying the canvas of the 2015 Herndon Municipal General Election. So moved. Motion second. Any discussion? Seeing none, Matt?
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Mike?
Yes.
Yes. I will vote yes. That motion carries. I will now accept the motion to adjourn our Board of Commissioners meeting.
Second.
Third.
Motion the second. Okay, we need to have a roll call vote. Matt?
Yes.
Greg?
Yes.
Kobe?
Yes.
Mike?